Morning, boys.
Morning.
Okay, who do we pray for?
Josué and Jessica.
Lauren and Jessica.
The church in Mexico. The people that left.
Father, come before you. I just ask that you would have your mercy on us. Pray that you would be with the brothers and sisters in Mexico. Lord, that you be with Floyd, Jessica, and Australia, Jessica. Lord, pray for those who have left us, God, and just pray your mercy on them. Just pray that you would lead us all, Father, in the right way. Forgive our sins. And just ask that you give us wisdom. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And, just be with those, Lord, who just need your help today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we've got Psalm 118. It's in the Septuagint. Psalm 119. That's the right one. Verse 89. Foundation of the earth, and it continues. By your arrangement, each day continues. For all things are your servants. He says that God's word continues in heaven. And he says God's truth continues from generation to generation. And that's just an amazing thing, that there's just something that lasts forever, and that's the truth. The truth lasts forever. There's no end to it, no matter what happens. The whole world can be falling apart, but the truth will always continue. God's word always continues because God is true. And that's just his nature, is true. And that's just who he is in spite of all the corruption and evil in the world. God is truth, and what he establishes continues. It says he laid the foundation of the earth and it continues. By his arrangement, each day continues. Every day that we have, when we wake up this morning and we see the sun, hear the birds, and we see the people, and just eat breakfast or whatever we did today, God set this all up. And we're just, it's his deal. And we can just trust in him. He just holds it all together. Verse 92. He says, if your law were not my meditation, I would have perished in my humiliation. I will never forget your ordinances, for in them you give me life, O Lord. I am yours. Save me. For I search your ordinances. Sinners waited for me to kill me. I understood your testimonies. I saw the limit of every accomplishment. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. said, and I think this is King David talking, writing this all out. And he says, if your law were not my meditation, then I would have died in my humiliation. And he just looks to God for his foundation. And he says, if I hadn't done that, if I didn't look to your law, I'd die. There's no hope. And he says, I'll never forget your ordinances, because in them you give me life. And that just sort of reminds me of some things that Jesus said and some things about Jesus. In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. It says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. There is darkness on this earth. There is lots of darkness on this earth. But there's a light, and it comes from Jesus. And men are in despair, hoping for a light. And there is a light, and it's in Jesus. So, we have hope. And then just that last part, he says he saw the limit of every accomplishment. Again, I think that means he just sees sort of the vanity and just every achievement and accomplishment in the world. But he says, but God's commandment is exceedingly broad. And I just think that's just more of what he's saying about God's word and God's truth being something firm, something that continues. So that's it. Do your song.
We're supposed to get something about. We're supposed to get about someone that endured to the end or waited on God. And I thought about the Anabaptists, that they endured all their hardships and trials and then got killed, some of them, and they stood to the end.
Jonah, God told Jonah to go preach, and Jonah didn't want to, so he ran away. And he found a ship that was going away, and he got on, and then after they left, the sea was really wild, so they threw Jonah off. And it calmed down, and then a fish swallowed Jonah up, and he prayed to the Lord for help. And after 3 days, the fish spit him up onto dry land.
Last Sunday, I didn't know we had one. And so I did.
I got Romans 11:22. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell, severity, but towards you goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off.
We have his names, the little boys, and I thought about the disciples after God left and went back up into heaven. They waited 10 days for the Holy Spirit to come and fill them.
Wait a minute. How many days?
10.
Is that right?
He asked me and I said 10, but really it's 50.
Yeah.
It was 10 after Jesus. Yeah, it was 10 days after Jesus ascended. It was 50 days after he rose from death. Yeah.
In Luke 18:35, there's this blind man, and he was wanting to have his sight. And then when he heard this crowd going by, he asked the crowd what was going, and they said, he told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. So he called out and called to him, and then Jesus asked him what he wanted, and he said he wanted to receive his sight. And then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has made you well." And then, so he had been, because he knew about Jesus, he was probably wishing, and then finally got his chance.
I got when the children of Israel were going to cross the Red Sea. They had to wait on the Lord for the Lord to open the waters, and they couldn't just go. They had to wait on the Lord to do that.
Mark 13:13. You will be hated by all because of my name, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
Psalms 24:5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, and on you I wait all the day.
Isaiah 25:9. And it shall be said in the day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We will have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
At 1 Corinthians 7. So that you are not lacking in any gift, eagerly waiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I just thought about whenever we go through trials, that it seems like God's about the farthest away, but really he's just trying to teach us faith, and he's trying to teach us faith and patience to just wait.
James 5:7-11. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, and have seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
Life is a struggle, and I was just thinking about James. In James 1, it talks about if you lack wisdom, ask of God and he'll give it to freely to those who don't waver. And I was thinking about how life, as it presents, it's, you know, daily, mundane trials to us. God is trying to teach us His way. And how else could that be but by just the daily mundane things? How else could it be but by not wavering, in the sense that you can just take, even though you can't see the whole picture, just take right now and go through it the best you know how. And I was thinking how that's the hardest thing to do. For me, it is. The very hardest thing to do is to go through I know we have to have the goal in mind, but the hardest thing to do is to take the step in front of me. And that's what everybody has to do. If they want to become a football player, or a rodeo person, or a scientist, they have to take it day by day. And it's just, that's how it is. Anyway.
And that is waiting on the Lord.
A verse in Isaiah 40:30, but those who wait on God shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not hunger. I just kind of thought to myself, whenever going through struggles or having things aren't going good, I always seems like I more tend to trust in things around me, or try to rely on things around me, or people, or not always wait on God. And whenever you're just trusting on things around you to help make things go better, that don't ever work. But it says right here, just wait on God. He's going to give you strength to help you through it.